6 minutes past four, and it's Phillipton headed home for a Monday afternoon. And more reaction, more thoughts on this incident yesterday up at the Star City Cinema in Birmingham, where a number of police officers were assaulted as they attempted to tackle a fight involving people armed with machetes. I say people, a large number of them were kids, and let's be honest about them, some of them were just children, right? As young as 13 years of age. Began actually on Saturday evening and then folded over into the early hours of Sunday morning. Police attempted to clear around 100 people from the Star City complex just off the M6 at Junction 6 up the road in Birmingham. Rachel Allison was one of those who was at the cinema at the time, described what she saw.
The police came in, threw their batons, the taser guns in their hand, telling everyone to please evacuate the cinema. And they were also consoling young kids. There were kids crying on the floor with their mums. Yeah, it was just really sad to see.
Not what you expect, is it, when you go out for a night at the cinema, especially at this time of year? Frozen 2 was the big release at the weekend. Lots of families have been going to see that. So to have that happen at the cinema, not welcome. 25 of its 16 cinemas will now not show the movie. VU Cinemas have announced this afternoon. Showcase Cinemas going a similar way to also pull that film from its cinemas. Cineworld, though, deciding to keep showing the movie in question. Meanwhile, back at the Star City, dispersal order put in place to give people the power, or give police the power at least, to move on groups of people who are and arrest those who failed to leave. Now, Chloe Maguire was queuing to see Frozen 2, as I mentioned, the big movie at the weekend. She was there with her sister, and she saw these crowds gathering after the fight in question broke out.
They all kind of ran into the cinema rooms along with these girls that had this fight. And then when the police came, they got their tasers out and started kind of throwing the tasers around. So my little sister, who's only 11, she had a taser pointed into her face. It was very, very scary.
Oh yeah, that's not nice, is it, really? Go out to watch Frozen 2, end up having a taser put in your face. Chloe Maguire, one of those who witnessed the incident on Saturday night. There were several arrests for assaulting officers and failing to disperse after that dispersal order was put in place. And Tricia Dudu this morning caught up with Chief Inspector Paul Miners from West Midlands Police to get some more from the police's viewpoint, standpoint of the incident on Saturday night.
Gang violence is a challenge, and it affects Coventry as much as it affects Birmingham and Wolverhampton. We've got a whole host of West Midlands Police resources and partner agencies trying to tackle that threat. The thing that was astonishes me is the age profile of people involved in gang criminality, anything from 12 up to 18, 19. So it isn't something that is generally an older person's issue. It's a very young person's problem, and we are absolutely focusing our resources on trying to tackle that.
It is incredible, isn't it? And I'm sure you've seen some of the social media footage of some of those involved in that incident on Saturday night. 12, 13-year-olds gathering there. We'll talk a bit more about gang violence later on in the programme, and in particular going to speak to one ex-gang member and convicted criminal. Got some thoughts on this for you after 5 o'clock this afternoon. But first of all, what about the decision of VU Cinemas to pull the movie? Some have said, actually, you've made the film a scapegoat because it had a 15 certificate. Many of those kids involved in that fight brawl and were subsequently taken away by police weren't even old enough to watch the movie. So clearly they weren't there for the film. Were they? Let's get the thoughts on that from Dr. Ellen Wright, Senior Lecturer in Cinema and Television History at De Montfort University in Leicester. Dr.
Hello.
Ellen Wright, afternoon to you. Hi.
Hi. It seems a really interesting case.
Well, I mean, the movie itself, Blue Story, are you familiar with it? Are you familiar with the narrative, the plot line, the maker behind the film?
To be honest, I wasn't massively aware of it until this incident occurred. It's a really interesting film with actually a really interesting message. You know, it's very much not a celebration of violence. It's about, the problems of, that teenage youths are encountering and how they might find themselves in a situation whereby they have no choice but to become part of a gang and so on and so forth. So actually, you know, it's absolutely not endorsing this at all. It's a really complex and interesting film by all accounts. I haven't seen it yet myself, I'm not going to lie, but sure. You know, sort of reading reviews of it and reading interviews with the director himself, you know, there's some really interesting stuff there, and I find it quite concerning that if these films are being pulled from cinemas, this means that less people get chance to see the film the message.
That's the question, isn't it, really, this afternoon? If the film, as you say, you know, is not that violent, and there have been more violent movies, I know, in the history of cinema, then is it fair to ban this film just because of the, you know, some of the mindless idiots that decided to show up at the cinema, not even with the intent of watching the film?
No, and the thing is, it's not a new thing either. I mean, you can think of, you sort of look back in history, there are examples of films such as Blackboard Jungle, which is a 1955 social problem film about problem teens and rock and roll music. And by all accounts, teenagers slashed the seats in the cinemas and danced in the aisles, climbed all over the seats, and this caused a big hoo-ha. You know, that's 1955. This is not a new phenomenon at all. You know, that maybe films become flashpoints. I'm not saying that they necessarily drive people to behave in particular ways at all, but clearly there is something here around, you know, sort of being a flashpoint in some sort of way, and then the film itself maybe becomes some sort of convenient scapegoat, when actually there's probably a much broader confluence of factors that are actually leading to these problem behaviours that particularly teen groups exhibit, you know, and that sort of panic the powers that be, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, where this and how cinemas respond to this and this decision, obviously, you know, VU are very aware of the fact they've got lots of screenings going on. You had big movie at the weekend, Frozen 2, big box office movie, big family movie. Yeah. A lot of those people would have been attending, as we heard, the cinema at the time. So with that in mind, do you think this was too drastic a step?
It's an interesting one because, you know, in all sorts of ways, I mean, the story that I heard was that there were people who had been in the screening for Frozen 2 that actually had got into the fracas.
Yeah.
But that doesn't sell, you know, that doesn't make the news in the same sort of way. You know, that idea of, oh, does Frozen 2 prompt violence? You know, this is a film about gang violence. It's a really easy fit. And I do wonder if in all sorts of ways, you know, it would be potentially damaging. You know, you couldn't pull Frozen 2, for example, that would cost way too much money. You know, so there's something here, you know, there has been these accusations of, well, maybe this is an institutionally racist decision. This is a film about, you know, black teen boys, you know, and it's a really alarming phenomenon that this story is being shut down. You know, when maybe realistically what we need to be doing is we need to be listening to more of these young BAME voices, and maybe we might find that we don't have quite so many of the problems that are the subject of these films.
Dr. Ellen Wright, really appreciate that. Very interesting. Lovely. Thank you very much. Senior lecturer in cinema, television history at De Montfort University. We've got a statement from VU Cinemas that's just come to us in the last hour or so, and it says, the decision to withdraw Blue Story was not one taken lightly or without careful consideration of our experience across the country. The film opened in 60 of our sites across the UK and Ireland, but during the first 24 hours of the film, over 25 significant incidents were reported and escalated to senior management in 16 separate cinemas. This is by far the biggest number we have ever seen for any film in such a short time frame. Despite a range of precautionary measures in place, including increased security, removal of late night showings and reduced screenings of the film, the decision to withdraw Blue Story in its entirety was made on Saturday evening on grounds of safety alone. And their statement goes on to read, this decision is not, as some have alleged, based on biased assumptions or concern about the content of the film. At VU, we believe passionately in bringing people together and using the power of the big screen experience to entertain, educate and inspire all of our audiences. Blue Story is a fantastic film and one with a very powerful message. It is a film that has the opportunity to change lives. We hope that Blue Story achieves the success it deserves, and importantly, its message does not get lost.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Travel.
Right, headed home. A couple of bumps already to let you know about. And, of course, that increased water from the rain.